It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A proposal by Assembly Republicans would task the nonpartisan Legislative Reference Bureau to draw election maps. We get reaction as the bill heads to the state Senate, and we hear from you. Call in with a question, share your comments along the way. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Jay Heck is executive director of the advocacy organization Common Cause in Wisconsin. Jay, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. Great pleasure to be with you our early Wednesday morning.
Yes, thanks. Indeed. And we have Deborah Cronmiller, executive director of the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin and chair of the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition. Deborah, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Kate.
Well, Deborah, let's start with you. As Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says, the new proposal is, quote, closely as constitutionally possible to Iowa. Should Wisconsin adopt this model?
I don't think that the piece of legislation that the Assembly passed is the version of nonpartisan redistricting that Wisconsin is interested in. There are not enough safeguards in this particular version of the bill. I think the Senate will have its opportunity to discuss the bill. Of course, the governor will have his opportunity to approve or veto the bill. And I'm looking forward to the upcoming process. The Fair Maps Coalition has for years been working toward a nonpartisan solution for our gerrymandered maps.
When you say not enough safeguards, what do you mean?
Well, there are a couple of things that are missing that cause it to not truly parallel what was enacted in Iowa, many census cycles ago. The first is we have a very gerrymandered legislature right now, and allowing this legislature to create and enact a map will likely lead to more gerrymandered maps. What separates a necessary Wisconsin model from what Iowa enacted many census cycles ago is really the fact that we've already got the gerrymander, and now we have to take proactive steps to ensure that we don't continue that partisan map drawing practice and truly enact a nonpartisan map drawing process.
Jay, what is your view on this? How do you feel about Republicans calling for an Iowa-style system for redrawing election maps?
Kate, well, after 12 years of opposing or even discussing any redistricting reform, it's a little hard for citizens in Wisconsin to believe that in the space of a week, last Tuesday night, September 12th, Republicans suddenly did a 180-degree turn and embraced the very reform that they said for years was unconstitutional and have now put it forward, a version of the Iowa model. It's what I call the pseudo-Iowa model, because as Deborah suggested, this particular piece of legislation lacks critical safeguards, mainly the ability for the legislature not to be able to, at the end of the consideration of nonpartisan maps, to be able to ram through their own partisan maps. And this legislation doesn't clear up that possibility, and it doesn't lock in a safeguard that would ensure that the maps then go to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That's the crux of the way that Iowa works, is that after three considerations by the Iowa legislature, if they do not come to an agreement, the legislation, the redistricting process goes to the Supreme Court, who then draws the maps. And that provision is unclear. And finally, let me say, the reason it's unclear is that the Republicans took this bill on a Tuesday night without a public hearing, which is ironic because this bill mandates at least three public hearings on redistricting, but they rammed it through without any public input, without informing any advocates or the other party or the governor of their intentions, and passed it basically along strict party lines on Thursday night. And that is no way to put into place a once-in-a-generation reform that needs to have buy-in and confidence from all the citizens of Wisconsin. It has confidence in Iowa because they didn't try to do something like this. 40 years ago when they put it in place in Iowa. So the process is horrendous, and the product is sorely lacking at the moment.
Well, let me just ask you this and rewind here. With the Legislative Reference Bureau, is that the right agency to handle maps, to draw maps, and kind of be this ground zero for redrawing legislative maps in Wisconsin?
Well, it could be. The Legislative Reference Bureau many, many years ago was involved in redistricting. And in Iowa, they have a nonpartisan agency called the Legislative Service Agency that draws the maps. And if it is not interfered with, as it is not in Iowa, then the LRB could be the right vehicle for drawing the maps. And the key in Iowa is that the agency there, they draw with very strict criteria for drawing the maps. And those include keeping counties together, keeping cities together to the extent possible, communities of interest, but also not using election results from past years, and also getting a lot of public input into how the maps are drawn. This bill lacks a lot of that. It has the LRB drawing the maps, but there is no safeguard to prevent partisans from putting in their own maps at the end of this process.
Jay Heck there runs a Common Cause in Wisconsin. We have Deborah Cron-Miller as well, leads the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin, as we look at a Republican proposal to change the process for drawing Wisconsin's election maps into the future. You can join in with your questions and your reactions at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says the Republican voter map proposal would take effect for next year's elections. And let's hear Voss talking with reporters last week.
Hopefully, it means that we will take all of the money that has been wasted by the liberal interests suing us over the maps. And instead, we get to say we don't need to waste those taxpayer dollars because we can adopt a process that has been used flawlessly in Iowa.
Deborah, used flawlessly in Iowa, can we replicate that? I mean, does Iowa have a flawless process for redrawing election maps?
I am not sure, Kate, if I would call it flawless, but I think it has some ideals that we would even like to see implemented here in Wisconsin. One of those is that it would be a nonpartisan process. Iowa has accomplished that, as Jay was mentioning, through the use of its Election Services Bureau, and the LRB could replicate something akin to that here in Wisconsin. But what Iowa does and what our speaker is disregarding in this particular administrative cycle is that need for public input, the need for following the constitutional guidelines for what constitutes a map that meets the standards for Wisconsin. And I really believe that without the input from all sides of the, you know, public, whatever, a watershed district, a school district, a city's interests, you know, we're not going to get the fair nonpartisan maps that we want for Wisconsin. For 40 years, Iowa has been doing this. For our last two cycles, Wisconsin has failed to do this. So we need to see significant change. And I think it's disingenuous right now among the legislators who voted in favor of this bill to believe they've really put something forward that would accomplish nonpartisanship here in Wisconsin.
Jay, you were talking about how Iowa requires districts to be compact or like contiguous, not allowing counties to be split up among multiple legislative districts or congressional districts. You know, looking at Wisconsin maps now, how might that translate here? How might that work in Wisconsin?
Well, I mean, for instance, we have in 2011, during the redistricting processes, 48 of Wisconsin's 72 counties were divided, often for partisan purposes, to create a Republican gerrymander. And, you know, many cities, small cities in Wisconsin, Marshfield, Sheboygan, Beloit, are divided into as many as two or even three assembly districts. It makes no sense from a community standpoint to be dividing communities simply to try to attain a partisan advantage. So that would be one of the things that would happen. The other thing, though, I think that's important about Iowa is that there is buy-in from all sides, Democrats, Republicans, citizens of all ideological persuasions, from the most conservative Republicans to the most progressive Democrats, all have confidence in the Iowa redistricting process because it's transparent, it's open. There are many more public hearings about redistricting than even this Voss bill calls for. And so people have had an opportunity to buy into it. And I would just suggest that, you know, if after opposing this for 12 years, we could take 12 weeks to bring the governor, Democrats, advocates, and most importantly, Wisconsin citizens from all over together to have a full airing of what needs to be in an effective redistricting reform piece of legislation. The reason Iowa is kind of ideal is their constitution is similar to ours. We don't have the ability to bypass the legislature like Michigan does and set up a nonpartisan commission. That would require a constitutional amendment, which is a very heavy lift.
Mm-hmm. Jay Heck leads the advocacy group Common Cause in Wisconsin. Deborah Kronmiller, executive director of the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin, as we discuss efforts to change how our state's legislative maps are drawn. Call in with a question. Add your perspective on this proposal, this legislation. The number is 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The State Assembly passes a sweeping plan that would allow nonpartisan staff to redraw the state's election maps with approval subject to the legislature. As the bill moves to the state Senate, we hear your perspective. Call in with a question, share your comments at any point, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Deborah Kronmiller is here, leads the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin and chairs the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition. And Jay Heck is executive director of the government accountability group Common Cause in Wisconsin. Let's go to the phones. Earl is joining us from Madison. Earl, hi.
Hi there. How are you doing?
Good. What is on your mind?
Well, you know, I'm a little curious about, you know, regardless of party affiliation, I think anyone with a sort of common sense would understand that a nonpartisan group would do a better job in drawing these maps. And my question is how come we can't seem to get there?
Earl, thank you. Deborah, go ahead.
I think there have been a number of reasons that make it difficult for Wisconsin to get there right now. One is that after the 2010 census, we actually enacted a very gerrymandered set of maps. So that gerrymander empowered our current legislature to have a disproportionate representation of seats for, at this point in time, the GOP. Gerrymanders can absolutely go the other way, as we see in Illinois and Massachusetts. So it just happens in Wisconsin where we're gerrymandered toward the right. But the that existing gerrymander actually prevents us from having the discussions that we need to have in order to get rid of that gerrymander. Once politicians have power, it seems they like to keep that power. And that is that's the value of a gerrymander to begin with. And that's what makes it so difficult in today's climate to actually get rid of it.
Jay, any follow-up there on why this issue can't get resolved?
Because it's really the heart of the problem. And it is because the extreme gerrymandering, and by the way, Wisconsin in both 2011 and in 2021, the most extreme partisan gerrymander of any state in the country. And what that does is it polarizes the political parties And so elections are essentially decided in the partisan primaries in August, not in November, because all the districts are safe. And so that means that sometimes the most extreme partisans in the Republican Party on the right and in the Democratic Party on the far left prevail in primaries. And that creates a situation where there's very little ability for them to either talk to each other or to meet in a bipartisan compromise. For a reform like this to work, there has to be buy-in from everybody, from conservative Republicans, progressive Democrats, and everybody in between. And as Deborah and I have both said, it has to be a public process where everybody understands how it's going to work and has confidence and trust in the process. And we have not had that in the last week since the Republicans in the Assembly suddenly sprang this out of nowhere without any advance notice to anybody.
Earl, thanks for calling in. We're going to hear now the voices of some Democratic lawmakers during the State Assembly's latest floor meeting. Republicans and Democrats shared reaction to this proposal. Here's first Republican State Representative Kaylin Haywood, and then we'll hear Democratic State Representative Donna Roser.
This debate we're having here today is ludicrous. You and your party put politics over people, power over governance, transparency, and fairness.
We have a bill before us tonight that people have been asking for, Mr. Speaker, for years. Let's not care about who gets the credit. Let's do the right thing.
So there we have a first Representative Haywood saying, the MAP proposal put politics over people. Representative Roser says the MAP proposal is what Wisconsin voters want. Deborah, do you agree with either of those voices?
I absolutely agree. The Marquette University polling data has shown us that 72% of Wisconsinites favor a fair map, and we do not have a fair map. We also know from polling that Wisconsinites favor, expansion of Medicaid, clean water in Wisconsin, childcare in Wisconsin, voting rights in Wisconsin, and we're not getting these issues addressed by this gerrymandered legislature either. And that, I think, is the crux of the issue, is that we really need to make sure citizens have an opportunity to opine on whatever map is drawn so they get the representative government that they constitutionally are entitled to.
Deborah Cronmiller with us leads the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin. Jay Heck runs Common Cause in Wisconsin. And your insights on the proposal to change the process for drawing Wisconsin's election maps, 800-642-1234. Jay, the proposal comes as Republican lawmakers consider whether to impeach a newly elected state Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz. And the justice is accused of making negative comments about Wisconsin's voter maps. Is timing this issue around a potential impeachment proceedings a concern?
Completely. Speaker Voss even said that he would be willing to stop talking about trying to impeach Justice Protasiewicz. And by the way, illegally, I mean, she did nothing wrong. She didn't weigh in on any case. She just simply expressed a general view during the campaign about what is patently obvious to everybody, that the maps in Wisconsin are rigged. But he has tried to connect that by saying if the governor and the Democrats support his version of the Iowa redistricting legislation, that he will drop the discussion about impeachment. And no sooner after he said that, the day after, he appointed three former Wisconsin justices to look into impeachment. So those issues are so intertwined, they have poisoned the discussion about this. And I think it was a huge, huge mistake, perhaps deliberately so by Speaker Voss, to try to tie those things together. But it has certainly made discussions about this issue much more difficult with impeachment hanging over like a sword of Damocles.
Well, thank you both so much for joining us and having this discussion.
Thank you, Kate.
Thank you very much, Kate.
Jay Heck is Executive Director of Common Cause in Wisconsin. And Deborah Kronmiller is Executive Director of the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin and Chair of the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition. You can learn more about Wisconsin's election maps and how we got to this point. Check out our award-winning podcast, WPR Reports Mapped Out. It's available wherever you get your podcasts. You can also find it online at WPR.org/mappedout. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.